BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3a. For what I received, I passed on to you. Paul does not tell the Corinthian congregation how or from whom he received the gospel in this letter. He does make clear that he is not the originator, as a few have claimed. Some speculate as if they know for sure. Here, as in chapter 11, verse 23, Paul links himself with early Christian tradition. Quote, I received, I passed on. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, the Galatian congregation, said he did not go to Jerusalem after conversion to talk to the apostles. He said he went into Arabia, the desert, in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 24. A very slight possibility exists that Paul was told some things concerning the gospel by the disciples in Damascus, and/or he might have heard some things before his conversion. Stephen's speech, if Paul had heard it before his conversion, did not really reveal the gospel completely. Acts chapter 7. Still, for sure, he told the Galatian congregation, quote, I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. By revelation could have been through the Holy Spirit or directly from the voice of Jesus Christ. If the latter, which is what I believe, then Jesus would not have placed his feet on earth, for the other apostles were told he will not stand on the earth again until he comes in glory and power. That's his second coming. Paul will reveal this to the Corinthian congregation in his second letter, written in approximately 55 AD. He is humbly referring to himself in the third person when he recalls his visits to Jesus to hear revelations. During his caught up in the third heaven, unquote, experience, Jesus taught him, quote, I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. This is Paul speaking. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, this is from his second letter to Corinthians, that would be body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or a part of the body, apart from the body, is not permitted to tell. I will boast about that, a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain. So no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. So Apostle Paul received the word of God, and he passed it on to the Corinthians and all the other churches that he founded in Asia.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.